I shall now present the general authorities, general officers, and general auxiliary officers of the church for the sustaining vote of the conference, following which Elder Boyd K. Packer, member of the Council of the 12 Apostles, will be our first speaker. Before presenting the authorities for the vote of the conference, President Kimball has asked me to read the following statement. Because of the large increase in the number of state patriarchs and the availability of patriarchal service throughout the world, we now designate Elder G. Smith as a patriarch emeritus, which means that he is honorably relieved, not released, of all duties and responsibilities pertaining to the office patriarch to the church. President Kimball has also asked me to announce the honorable release with a vote of thanks for the excellent service of the General Sunday School Presidency, consisting of Presidents Russell M. Nelson, William D. Oswald, and J. Hugh Baird, and the Presidency of the Young Men, consisting of President Neil D. Scherer, Graham W. Doxey, and Quinn G. McKay. The conference will note that the names are read, that members of the First Quorum of the 70 are being presented as the new presidencies of the Sunday School and the Young Men. All in favor of this, please make it manifest. Contrary, by the same sign. General authorities and officers of the church, it is proposed that we sustain President Spencer W. Kimball as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. All in favor, please make it manifest. Contrary, if there be any by the same sign. Nathan Eldon Tanner is first counselor in the first presidency, and Marion G. Romney is second counselor in the first presidency. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any by the same sign. The first presidency. It is proposed that we sustain as president of the Council of the 12 Elder Ezra Taft Benson. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any by the same sign. As the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Elder Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, LeGrand Richards, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, Bruce R. McConkie, L. Tom Perry, David B. Haight, and James E. Faust. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any with the same sign. Counselors in the First Presidency, the 12 Apostles, as prophets, seers, and revelators. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any by the same sign. Spencer W. Kimball is trustee and trust for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any by the same sign. As Patriarch Emeritus, Elder G. Smith. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any by the same sign. As the Presidency of the First Quorum of the 70, and as members of the First Quorum of the 70, Franklin D. Richards, J. Thomas Fiennes, A. Theodore Tuttle, Neil A. Maxwell, Marion G. D. Hanks, Paul H. Dunn, and W. Grant Bangerter. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any by the same sign. As additional members of the First Quorum of the 70, Theodore M. Burton, Bernard P. Brockbank, Robert L. Simpson, O. Leslie Stone, Robert D. Hales, Edney Y. Camazzo, Joseph B. Worthlin, Hartman Rector, Jr., Lauren C. Dunn, Rex D. Pinniger, Gene R. Cook, Charles A. Didier, William R. Bradford, George P. Lee, Carlos E. Acey, M. Russell Ballard, John H. Groberg, Jacob D. Auger, Von J. Featherstone, Dean L. Larson, Royden D. G. Derrick, Robert E. Wells, G. Homer Durham, James M. Paramore, Richard G. Scott, Hugh W. Pinnock, F. Enzio Busher, Yoshika Kikuchi, Ronald E. Pullman, Derek A. Cuthbert, Robert L. Backman, Rex C. Reeves, Sr., F. Burton Howard, Teddy E. Burton, and Jack H. Goslin, Jr. As emeritus members of the First Quorum of the 70, Joseph Anderson, William H. Bennett, James A. Collimore, Sterling W. Sill, Henry D. Taylor, John H. Vandenberg, and S. Dilworth Young. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any by the same sign. As a presiding bishopric, Victor L. Brown, presiding bishop, H. Burke Peterson as first counselor, and J. Richard Clark as second counselor. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. As regional representatives, all regional representatives, as they are at present constituted, the Sunday School, Elder Hugh W. Pinnock, President, Elder President, and Elder Ronald E. Poland as first counselor, and Elder Jack H. Gosland, Jr., second counselor, with all members of the board as at present constituted, and the young men, Elder Robert L. Backman, President, Elder Vaughn J. Featherstone, first counselor, and Elder Rex D. Penninger, second counselor, with all members of the board as at present constituted. The Relief Society, Barbara B. Smith, President, Marion R. Boyer, first counselor, and Shirley W. Thomas, as second counselor, with all members of the board as at present constituted. And the young women, Elaine A. Cannon, President, Arlene B. Darger, first counselor, Norma B. Smith, second counselor, with all members of the board as at present constituted. The Primary Association, Naomi M. Shumway, President, Colleen B. Lemon, first counselor, and Dorothea L. Lucy Murdoch, as second counselor, with all members of the board as at present constituted. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. The Church Board of Education, Spencer W. Kimball and Elton Tanner, Marion G. Romney, Ezra Taft Benson, Gordon B. Higginfee, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, Neil A. Maxwell, Marion D. Hanks, Victor L. Brown, and Barbara B. Smith. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. The Church Finance Committee, Wilfred G. Edling, Harold H. Bennett, Weston E. Hamilton, David M. Kennedy, Warren E. Pugh, and the Tabernacle Choir, Oakley S. Evans, President, Gerald O. D. Otley, Conductor, Donald H. Riplinger, Associate Conductor, Robert Kundick, Roy Darley, and John Longhurst, Tabernacle Organist. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any by the same sign. It seems, President Kimball, that the voting has been unanimous in favor of these officers and the general authorities. Elder Boyd K. Packer, a member of the Council of